From Lower Than Atlantis, and I caught up with the guys last weekend at Reading, where they told me this song was originally meant to be a B-side, and they didn't really rate it that highly for quite a while. Have a listen.
The official Kerrang Rock Chart on Kerrang Radio.
I can't even imagine that you would write a song with a riff as sort of... Because it's suit for me, as soon as I hear that...
One string on a strap, like, no, can't really go wrong.
It is, but it is like... And you think... Yeah. When it drops, you think, yeah, this is a statement of intent.
It's four on the floor drums. Da, ba, 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 ba. Everyone just doing that, so...
It's simple, but it works. Yeah. It works.
Didn't it come out of riff? That was the original, like... Because riff became that, didn't it? Remember riff?
We had this demo, and that was meant to just like the the way it starts, it was meant to be that, and then it was meant to go into this Pantera-esque riff that went like, and then we decided to just keep doing that. It sounded so good, we were like, let's just keep doing that. Sounds good, why not?
If it's not broken,
don't fix it.
How representative is that track of the album? Or,
not I mean, at all. The thing is, like, as we've matured as people, I think our music reflects that, you know? Like, I had to go there to find myself and then get me to where I am now. Basically, we're trying to get laid. So we thought, what kind of music do birds like? That's what we did. And we sold out. We were like, how can we sell out? What can we do to sell out? And we devised a plan. And this is what came of it.
Mike, Ben, thanks a lot for chatting to us.
Cheers for having us, mate.
We'll see you again. Nice one.
See you later.
The official Kerrang Rock Chart on Kerrang Radio.
Number 11.